I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. On May 16th here in Milwaukee, the Council for Wisconsin Writers is honoring Daniel Golden with the Christopher Latham Scholes Award for encouraging and supporting Wisconsin writers. I know nobody who has done more in this regard than Daniel. The public is invited to this event. We'll have more information for you about how you can attend. It should be a great day. Daniel, of course, is a frequent guest on this show. He's the owner of Boswell Book Company, located on the east side of Milwaukee on Downer Avenue. And during the course of a month, I don't know how he does this, he hosts so many author events. He does so much to keep literature thriving. And we are going to be talking about literature and Independent Bookseller Day and all of the Wisconsin authors that he wants to talk about this hour. He has a list for us of Independent Bookstore Day and Wisconsin authors. And we'll be welcoming phone calls, asking you what you are reading, and welcoming your calls as we always do at 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Mr. Daniel Golden, you're looking good, and thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's a pleasure. I forgot about that award.
Did you really?
I mean, I was when I was preparing, but I guess it must have been in the back of my mind because I thought I'm only going to talk about Wisconsin writers today. So yeah. I must have been like, I got to prove that I deserve it.
Well, I know. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever proven that you've deserved it over the years? Nobody deserves it more.
Oh,
congratulations.
Pshaw,
it's very nice.
You're
very, very nice. So you brought a whole list of Wisconsin writers and you've been featuring Wisconsin writers.
We do. And partly it's a trick because the truth is that publishers are much more likely to send us authors with Wisconsin connections because they know they're more likely to get on the Kathleen Dunn Show, for example. They're more likely to be written up in the newspapers and go on websites and, you know, get on the Journal Sentinel and on Milwaukee.com
right.
and all kinds of things like that. And so so there's that element. And the second element is if they do live in Wisconsin, it's certainly less expensive for them to come in. Often, I mean, I have authors who will drive 2-3 hours for an event and drive back, so they don't have a hotel room. But even if they do, they usually drive, so there's not a plane fare. And the third thing is that we work with some very local people. Not everybody, we can't, because like I always say, there are more writers than readers now, it feels like. Everybody's got a book. Yesterday we had this wonderful guy, Bruce Hillman, who wrote a book about the Einstein's Nazi stalker, and he had told me he had transferred over from writing by voice-activated writing from his typewriter. He has some Parkinson's, and I thought to myself, well, this is really wonderful for you because, you know, it's a lovely book and things like that. But then I thought all those people who'd say, I'd write a book, but I just can't bother to
right.
type it in. And I thought, oh, no. But on the other hand, with the lower barriers to entry, wonderful, wonderful books come out of it as well. The people who didn't know that they had a wonderful book in them.
Right.
You know, so I would say it's at least half our schedule are Wisconsinites and then another quarter are, you know, our neighbors to the south in Illinois, who it's also easy for me to bring up. So, so we have, for example, even tonight we have Benjamin Percy, whose his new book, The Deadlands, is about a post-apocalyptic novel inspired by the Lewis and Clark journey. It's sort of a take. And he has become one of the new major horror writers. I read him when he was writing short stories and sort of more delicate things. But this is big stuff. He's writing screenplays and things like that. He lives in Minnesota now, but he did teach at Marquette, and that's how we developed our friendship. And so we consider him an honorary Wisconsinite.
Right.
Even though he's really from Oregon, but he's an honorary Wisconsinite.
Absolutely. And we have somebody on next week. You're having in James Bradley in China.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another Wisconsinite. His new book, The China Mirage, has been getting some very good attention. And we're really looking forward to that event. I don't really know. Do you know where he lives now?
Because no.
I was trying. His bio doesn't say. No. So.
Well, we'll ask if KP is listening and bring the book in. We have the book.
It's not in the book.
Oh, it's not in the book.
No.
Well, he's living in some undisclosed location in Wisconsin.
Undisclosed location, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. He's just hiding away in Wisconsin.
But another wonderful, and that's going to be He's doing Kathleen Dunn, and now he's also going to be an event at the Milwaukee Public Library Centennial Hall next Wednesday on the 6th. So that should be wonderful. And there's just all – and now here's a person coming who's very famous in Wisconsin, very famous in media, and I can't pronounce her name. And I was just corrected, and now I can't – it's Alexandra Petri?
Petri.
And I just can't do it right because I'm, you know.
Because once you think you can't pronounce it, then you get worried about it. Then you can't pronounce it because you can't remember it and you get all tripped up by it.
Well, and I see the word Petri and I thought, oh, Petri, she's writes columns for the Washington Post. So, like, Petri dish. And then
Stop,
and
Daniel.
And then somebody said to me, oh, that's her Twitter handle. So she's
It's Petri.
Yes, so Petri. So she's coming on June 4th. So
and it's Tom Petri's daughter.
It is. So another former Wisconsinite. So you get the nice – people say – I've been living in Milwaukee for 29 years. And so they say, are you from Milwaukee? And I have to say no because you can't be until you're here for like three generations. But people have adopted me, so I feel like if I ever I won't, but if I ever went somewhere else, I'd say I was from Wisconsin.
Good, oh good, Daniel, that's good to hear. So, how are you celebrating Independent? Well, first of all, when is Independent Bookstore Day?
It is this Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
This
Saturday is May already.
I'm
a week behind.
Oh my gosh. I was hoping it was March, but
it's not.
Had to explain to me. So this is it's sort of inspired by a National Record Store Day and Comic Book Day, which has been really a great boon to those businesses. It started as an experiment in California last year, California Bookstore Day. Some really great booksellers put together this wonderful Bayer logo, and they got the publishers to create all these special things for sale in their bookstore on that day. A few of them blew out. So they thought they worked with the regional organizations around the country. Wisconsin is in the Midwest Independent Booksellers Association, but we also belong to the Great Lakes Independent Booksellers Association because we have a lot of friends in Chicago. So, because we're right at the border. So both organizations are working with that, and they put together this wonderful collection of items that are for sale at bookstores this Saturday, and it's you had to buy in, so it's not every bookstore in the state, but there are booksellers around the country. I was going to mention in the Milwaukee area, in addition to us, Books and Company in Econwalk is participating, as are two of the Book World stores in West Bend and Mequon. There's a number of stores in Madison, both Room of One's Own and Mystery to Me in the city, and also the wonderful Arcadia in Spring Green. And then my very favorite store participating is the Northwind Book and Fiber Store in Spooner. And I don't know, I mean, I've never been to the store. I just thought, we need more stores like Northwind Book and Fiber participating. So I'm hoping next year they really get into it and we see more stores around the state. Because there are some really great stores in other parts of the state.
Yeah, and you brought in all the things that you're going to have.
They are not for sale yet, but I need visual aid. So one thing that was very popular last year was this archival frameable print of the literary map of California. It was just beautiful. And so they did a literary map of the seas, and it's got everything from Pippi in the South Seas to Lord Jim to the Old Man in the Sea, Middle Passage, Swamplandia, the Pearl, and the Life of Pi, and exactly where those items would be. And if we don't sell all of ours, we're definitely framing one and putting it up. The other beautiful print that they did, these are the most expensive items that they created, is a Chris Ware print. And it is just sort of a bunch – if you've ever seen him, he's a graphic novelist, very, very popular, not – necessarily very popular with the, like, what do you call that, where it's narrow and intense, like the market. It's like the people who love him love him.
Yeah, that's that's what you call it, Dave. Yeah.
So, and this wound up being the most expensive item because he just wanted the best quality of everything.
Uh-huh.
And so people have been ooing and eyeing over it. It's just it almost looks like a comic book page or graphic novel page of the day in the life of a family. There are things like There's a kids' joke book that's illustrated by all sorts of wonderful kids' illustrators.
Could
like
you
Lane
tell us
Smith.
A joke? I need a joke.
Oh. It's
I love joke books. I have lots of joke books in my house. I think I'm the only one who reads them, but I really like them.
We get a lot of requests. I bought a lot of copies of this because I thought I don't care if we sell out of if we don't don't sell them all in independent bookstore day. I just want this book in the store for a long time, and I was really worried they're not reprinting any of this stuff. It's one time
only. I see.
Only.
Oh, okay. And so this is the kids' joke book.
It's the kids' joke book. It's called Funny Ha Ha.
Okay.
And. So here's one.
Thank you.
What do you get if you cross a chili pepper, a shovel, and a terrier?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. What?
One hot diggity dog.
Remember that song, Hot Diggity, Dog Diggity, Boom, What You Do to Me? Who sang that song? Perry Como or somebody
hey,
like
hey.
That?
Sing that.
Oh, we are wacky today. Thank you, Daniel. We need to do a whole hour of Daniel reading jokes to us, which would be wonderful. Well, this is going to be a big day. Your joint's going to be hopping, buddy.
We've got Sharon, one of my booksellers, set up a quiz show with critics and authors. We've got student readings from four schools around the metro area. It should be a lot of fun. People are doing all kinds of stuff. I think Books and Company's bringing in music, and everybody's having refreshments. So we're celebrating bookstores.
Good, good, good for you. And we are, too, this hour with Daniel Golden. And welcoming phone calls, we are going to talk about what we're reading now. I want Daniel to talk more about all of the Wisconsin writers he is featuring, because I'm amazed how many there are. Just amazing. It's probably true. There are more writers than readers now. Not quite, but he's making sure there are a lot of readers in this area. He is the owner of Boswell Books on the east side of Milwaukee. He's getting a major award from the Council for Wisconsin Writers. He's getting the Christopher Latham Scholes Award for encouraging and supporting Wisconsin writers, and he encourages and supports all kinds of writers. It's a great bookstore, and as you can tell, Daniel is... You makes you want to read a book or tell a joke or, enjoy life, because that's what he's about. We're welcoming phone calls for him, and we'll take them in just one moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 888-202-2552.
And thanks to everyone who pledged last hour. This hour, we have a new goal, 26 pledges by 3 o'clock. And I think we can get there. These goals are set to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on, like this one. So help us meet the goal with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're passionate about making Milwaukee and Wisconsin the literary capital of the country. We have two great hours of radio from 1 to 3, Monday through Thursday. We talk about a lot of, we talk with many authors. I love interviewing authors because I like digging into their books. History, politics, social issues, education, even jokes. We're here for you with important topics and with fun topics, too.
That's right. And we really cannot do it without your support. Listener contributions make up more than 40% of our budget, and that's a whole heck of a lot. So it's why we're asking for your gift right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In this membership drive, you can choose the new I Love WPR magnets as your thank you gift for your pledge of $60 or more, $5 a month. Your pledge will support these programs, and you really like the magnets.
That's
I
right.
like the magnets.
They
look
cool.
Like sound waves, don't they?
It looks like radio waves going out.
Yeah, exactly.
To share with your friends.
Right.
There's a large magnet. There's a small magnet. You can stick one on your car. You can put one on your fridge. You can drive around town and show everyone how much you love WPR. Right?
Yeah.
It's very easy to get.
You can do all of that. It's great.
And you can do so by calling 888-202-2552.
Public radio gives people opportunities to hear programming that they can't hear anywhere else. My greatest fear as a driver is that I'll run out of a zone where there's a public radio station, and then I have to revert to something else. But I keep coming back because of the variety. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
Wisconsin legislators are busy planning the state budget for the next 2 years, and there's a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting. As proposed, the budget would result in a $3 million annual cut in state support for public broadcasting, and that funding has been essential to delivering programs throughout the state.
Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward, and listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation more important than ever. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And, you know, Kathleen, we live in a very generous society. We're quick to help our neighbors in need, and we chip in for good causes.
Please continue that tradition of a generous society when you support WPR right now. If you've never given to WPR before, become our next new member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Many new members give $5 a month, but the amount is, of course, up to you.
And yeah, as you know, WPR has a reputation for quality and substance. Your contributions in the past have gotten us really to where we are today, and your pledge today will take us that kind of strength into the future.
Your dollars give us the means to keep quality and substance that you count on the air in our programs every single day. Pledge your support now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You know, I want to get back to listening to Daniel and hear his jokes and find out more.
I know,
about,
I love that.
I mean, our
He's
listeners.
He's looking through the joke
book,
too.
I and our listeners.
We're going to get another joke.
Are waiting to find out what the books are, what his top books are. And this is the kind of program that that you can help support right now. And we take this time out of the show to give you a few minutes to go and make your pledge of support. 888-202-2552. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay it.
Absolutely. And it's your gift of any amount, $5 a month, $100 a month, whatever you feel comfortable with. It's fine with us. If you can give, please, now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You might feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but
yeah.
But obviously, maybe you don't have that kind of money. So don't worry. We'll take any gift, as Kathleen said, whether that's $5 a month or $100 a month or $1 million a month. Whatever amount is comfortable for you is really the right amount to give. The important thing is that you actually make the pledge. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
We'd like to get 41 more pledges 41. This hour. We can do that if you just give us a ring at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And again, we're offering those magnets during this drive to show your support for WPR. It's an I Love WPR magnet. They're yours for a pledge of just $5 a month. That's only $60 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we thank Carol from Madison and many others who have pledged. Carol says, I've donated before. I was inspired to become a sustainer because I truly look forward to hearing WPR's reporting. I know it will be fair and informative.
Wonderful. Thank you for your pledge. And now you can go make a pledge, make a difference this spring membership drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much, KP, for all you do. Daniel Golden is our guest in studio, and we're talking about books this hour and Independent Bookstore Day, which is, do you know this Saturday is May? It's May already. It's almost May.
I have bad news for you. Friday's also May.
Is it real? May? Friday is the first of May? Oh my gosh, all my family members who were born this month, I got to send presents. I got to go to the bookstore and get presents, you know? That's all right. I got time.
The diagnosis is calendar panic. That's what this is called.
We're going to welcome phone calls for Daniel. Feel free to call and ask questions about book suggestions, what you're reading right now. That's what we do with Daniel when he's here, and he'll have another joke for us before the hour is over, I promise you. Our on-air number is 800-486-8655. My favorite book, and you know I'm a huge Lincoln fan, and I've read a lot about Lincoln, but on this 150th anniversary of his assassination, and we had her on some time ago, Martha Hodes, H-O-D-E-S, Morning Lincoln, terrific book. Have you read it?
No,
it's
I listened.
Really good. Did
I
you hear it?
To your show.
I love this book so much because I love Lincoln, but she's gone through all these diaries of people from the Confederacy, people from the Union, slave owners, former slaves who really were in the streets not knowing what was going to happen to them in their lives. It's really looking at human beings' response to Lincoln's assassination, and it's very well done. I really liked it. That's my book of the month.
Well, I am reading, and of course, the thing, I was just talking about this, that I do actually really love reading nonfiction. When I read by myself, I read, it's probably about two-thirds fiction, one-third nonfiction, but I always find that when the event stuff happens and I'm not able to read enough because of work and things like that, but I do make sure I read, the nonfiction books find their market. Like, I get to know the book and I don't have to read it, whereas fiction, it's so much, especially so many first novels, and it's all on trust, you know? It's when I read, we had an author last month called Chigozie Obiama. He's Nigerian. It's a book called The Fisherman. It is a tale set in 1990s Nigeria about this group of boys. Their father goes off to another city to work, and they're sort of left on their own because their mom's working all the time. And one of them in this town meets a soothsayer who basically says that he's going to be killed by fishermen. Oh. Well, of course, he thinks the only people who can kill, who are the fishermen I know, are my brothers. So this sort of starts the self-destruction of the family, which is sort of an allegory for what was happening in Nigeria. And it was just beautiful. And people, you know, we got him the second day of the tour. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. The only thing I could really do was read the book. And so I could start telling people about it. And wound up with a really wonderful event. And I got a high school teacher to fall in love with the book. And, you know, so she might be working with her classes on it. And so that's kind of what you look for. Right now I'm reading a wonderful book called Almost Crimson by a woman named Dasha Kelly. She's a Milwaukee writer. I've known who she is forever. She's a very popular slam poet. We've carried some of her poetry in the class in the past. I worked with her on a writing program that she was working on. And this novel has been like rumored for a long time, and it finally is out. Actually, the books came in today, which is so exciting. You know, we are rotating receivers. We're transitioning, and the woman Mel, who she's like, Dasha Kelly came in. The book's about a young woman who has struggling with a mom who's got depression, and it goes back and forth between that and her childhood as a young African-American girl in a class that she's not quite fitting in with, and then goes back to her mom when her mom was a young woman in college. So it's the three stories together, but it's just like you just build these wonderful, wonderful characters, and I'm just really proud of her, and I'm so excited. We're hosting her on May 12th as co-sponsored with the library, but it's at the store. They're just going to issue library cards. We do that every so often. That's a really fun partnership.
She must be so excited. I can't imagine having all your books come into the bookstore.
It is, you know, receiving is a really great job.
Yeah.
So, because it's just like you see them first.
Right. Nice. Let's go to some phone calls for you, Daniel, and to Carl, it is, in Burlington. Hi, Carl.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You know, I just want to get maybe his viewpoints on Amazon. I actually saw a really great little film mocking Amazon about how bad they are for, like, the postal industry. There's this group of people, they do these videos on YouTube called Joy Camp, and they have this new video called Going Postal, and it's hilarious. It talks about how the Amazon drones eventually making it difficult for the postal industry. It's a Joy Camp and their new video Going Postal. But yeah, I just want to hear your thoughts on the Amazon and how the difficulties it's causing for small bookstores.
Well, that's an interesting question because Amazon is a partner of Wisconsin Public Radio. But but you know, the truth of the matter is that booksellers across the country have all different kinds of opinions about Amazon. And in fact, it has definitely changed the marketplace in a lot of ways. It has put some – it's certainly – many a bookstore will say that they were not able to compete because of certain things from Amazon. But on the other hand, a lot of our authors self-publish their books on the Crate Space module. And so I will just say this. When I'm on public radio, I focus on what's inside the book or ebook. And not so much the delivery system. I feel like that's for another smarter bookseller to argue out.
Very adroitly said, Daniel. Thanks very much for the call. It has changed everything, Amazon, certainly. And I mean, I'll say some things about it. That it, you know, we're losing this sense of going to a place where you talk to people about books, where you browse books, and it, the cost of books and all of that, you know, these big box places. And Amazon, I mean, it's not going anywhere, right? People are buying everything from Amazon.
In fact, if you drive to Chicago, it's... It's not that their warehouse is not that far away. And
right.
I expect in the future there will be new developments that make us, say, have to compete even harder. Because that's really what it puts out there, is that we have to, you know, every bookstore who has survived in the era of Amazon has had to think, what can I do that fits, finds a niche that is not served?
Yeah.
And so, you know, on a, you know, so in a lot of senses, it's made bookstores better because, for example, we can't, you know, the old days, I don't know if you remember the old, I mean, there were tons of bookstores, but many of them, you get in, you get yelled at. I mean, I remember I'd go into a bookstore in New York and, like, the only interaction I'd ever have with a staff person was, give me your bag, you know, and, you know, they'd check the bag and then nobody would talk to you. And then you might check out and the person would be a little crabby with you at the register. And, you know, and there's been a big, even in, and there's been a big transformation even in big city stores. You know, you just don't, you go into McNally Jackson in New York or Politics and Prose in D.C. and they are just as wonderful as the folks in
right.
Tattered Cover in Denver, you know, the stores that were
right.
more traditionally known, Elliott Bay in Seattle. You know, everybody's got to focus on service, focus on selection, focus on discoverability, focus on community and event programming and all kinds of things that make us different.
Well, the event programming that you do is phenomenal, Daniel. Oh. And I mean, it really is. I don't know how you have the time to arrange all of these events. There are several every single week, for heaven's sake.
I don't know either.
Really? I'm sorry. Are you tired?
Well, they, 3 or 4 months in advance, it seems like I think, I can do it. Like, we can do this together. And then you get to that week and say, what was I thinking?
You must think that all the time. Daniel Golden is our guest, and we're talking about books this hour. Thanks very much for your call. What are you reading now if you want suggestions? I know that Boswell has an area of book club suggestions, too. Lots of people are in book clubs. Maybe you need one. If you have a children's book, if you have a joke book, we should just do a show on joke books sometime. That's my kind of show. Fifth grade joke books. What do you say, KP? So Daniel will stay with us. Our on-air phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And I bet you know by now that we're also in our spring membership drive, and your support is really the foundation of our budget. It what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your place for great programs. All of these conversations possible. We'll get back to Daniel in just a moment. KP Whaley is with me, and we are encouraging you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 at this very moment to make your gift in support of the programs that you love.
That's right. You do love them, and we're still looking for 23 more pledges in the next 23 minutes, so that should be easy enough. Make your donation now. Support the programs you enjoy, like Kathleen Dunn Show, and we have Daniel on very often. So if you appreciate this show, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you have to, sometimes things that are around you just, they're always around and you don't think about them, but think for a minute about how many times you can just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine, a major politician, the author of a wonderful book. I mean, this is what we do. We, all these people become accessible to you. It's one of the reasons I'm so stimulated by what I do, because I get to talk to with these great minds all the time, and so do you.
That's right.
We bring these people to you. You pick up the phone. You have a conversation. Well, to make it all happen, we need for you to help us. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you can help us. You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge really does matter, and every pledge really does help pay for the programs that you enjoy, like this one here at WPR. During this drive, you can also ask for the I Love WPR magnets when you give $60 or more. And the magnets are really cool. You get this
one. I know you like these.
They're neat. They're like a big one that you can put on your car. I like being able to, the small one for your bike. Hey, it's perfect.
I know. It is.
And everyone will see you love WPR.
It's very artistic. They're nice. They're good. I agree with you.
$60. All we need, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you can get that magnet.
Absolutely. Contributions, you know, from individual listeners make the quality and variety of programs possible, and listener support is the biggest single part of our budget pie. So it's you make the difference. And because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs that you listen to. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I especially like the talk shows. Just having a host and a guest isn't good enough for me. I really like the interaction, and I have called in, but very rarely. I just enjoy hearing other people call in and share information. It's a wonderful source of news for me. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Thank you, Barbara, and everybody who is pledging. And if you haven't yet, WPR.org, 888-202-2552 is the place to go. Your gift, I don't know, $10, $20 a month, whatever you choose, we thank you for it.
And, we value the beautiful environment we have here and enjoy in Wisconsin. The parks, forests, the rivers are some of the best things, as well as independent bookstores and independent record stores and independent clothing stores. All of these things are kind of what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin.
And we like to think of WPR as a natural resource, too, something that's available to everyone, something that is fundamental to living in Wisconsin. With your pledge, you keep WPR a strong resource that everyone can enjoy. Contribute now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And sustaining members really provide a vital and stable support for WPR as well. If you're already a sustaining member, thank you so much for your ongoing support. If you aren't, consider becoming one right now.
As a sustainer, you'll make automatic monthly deductions from your bank account or credit card, and that support will automatically renew every year. It's easy to set up at WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and you'll feel really good every time you listen, knowing your support is always current.
It's kind of like Hulu or Netflix or one of those subscriber services, right?
Right,
you just
right.
Sign up. Automatically taken every month, and you don't have to think about it, but you get to enjoy the programming every single day.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea, and you've already made the decision to listen to WPR. Now we'd love for you to make the decision to support WPR financially, and it's really just that simple. You can join, renew, or make an extra gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this pledge drive something special. You can show your support for WPR with the I Love WPR magnets. They are yours for $5 a month at $60 or more, and it's at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I'd like to thank Aaron and Josh, who made a pledge from Two Rivers. They say WPR is on our radio in the car, at home, even while we're away, because it keeps our dogs company.
Oh, our kind of people. We're dog people. We're big-time dog people.
So thank you, Aaron and Josh, and everyone else. If you haven't made a pledge, please go to the phones now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much, KP. And, pledge for this hour and pledge for independent bookstores, too, because we love having Daniel as our guest. He is so enthusiastic. He does so much to keep literature and discussions in the bookstore and authors coming in. It's really an important part of the Milwaukee community, and he's with us this hour to talk books, as he frequently is. On-air participation today, 800-486-8655. And Arnold in Verona, thanks for waiting. Hi, Arnold.
Two books.
Okay.
One is called Climate Change, The Facts by Mark Stein. May challenge a conventional wisdom that we read in a paper. The second one is called Why We Bite the Invisible Hand, The Psychology of Anti-Capitalism. It's by Peter Foster. He's a columnist for the Financial Post in Canada. And he basically seeks to explore why it is that there's a difference of opinion between left and right. What is the source of the disagreement? Now, a lot of people always have an knee-jerk reaction to that, or they have long-standing prejudices, but he tries to pry beneath that and get to the root causes of what he sees as why people have these fundamental differences in outlook. And therefore, it may be interesting from anyone's point of view to challenge their own view as well as that of your opponent, or, you know, how does it come to be that we differ on so many issues?
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're well worth the time. There would not be books that would be widely read or available.
All right. Thank you very much, Arnold, for your call. Our number is 800-486-8655. Coming up in June, tell me more about this, because I think we interviewed this person a long time ago, and if so, I'm delighted that a book was made of this. The Man Who Painted the Universe, The Story of a Planetarium in the Heart of the North Woods?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, do you know about this? I'm sorry. Yes, do you know about this?
I do. Both Ron Legro and Avi Lank are former Journal Sentinel people, and this is their first book with one of our big Wisconsin partners, which is the Wisconsin Historic Society Press.
Oh.
And so, right, it's about the planetarium that was built in the North Woods, and it has gotten a bit of play, and
every
I know they've done
in.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is a lovely book that's sort of easily digestible, and...
Uh-huh.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, you have it here.
Yes,
come
I
on,
do.
Daniel, aren't so. You good? Oh, great.
So it's got lots of nice photos, and it's just, you know, they're both very good writers. I think it's a wonderful story that will broaden its appeal even beyond the Wisconsin borders.
I love planetariums.
I do.
Do you love them too? Yeah.
I have a very strong childhood memories, and we have, you know, there was the events at the bookstore, but there was talk about it being at the planetarium. So.
Really?
Yeah. So and maybe there probably will be another event there eventually. So,
right.
You know, because maybe, you know, sometimes you want the event in just the right space, but often we think that just the right space is in our store. You know, it's really funny because we were, you know, I know we're not doing Pledge at the moment, but I was thinking about the similarities of making the decision to pledge, and it is a lot like buying at a bookstore, and especially with the gentleman who talked about our online competitor, because we know that the books are cheaper somewhere else, you know?
Right.
And so every time someone makes the decision to shop with us, they're saying, I love what you're doing.
Yes.
I love this experience, and I want to support it. And it's just the same thing. You don't have to pledge.
Right.
But there's a part of you inside that says, we all have to work together and make this work, and I get so much out of it. So
yeah.
I just also want to say people should trade up to that Nick Robleski mug, too. From
You sell some
yes,
of his
he
work.
Is – I always – because we buy this card line out of Minnesota Artist to Watch, and I didn't really realize he was a Wisconsin artist because I didn't read the bio right. So from the Driftless region, and his cards are – I think they might be our most popular card line and of his artists. And they're carried in a number of stores. There's certain cards that you don't want to carry because everybody else has it. But this is like everybody carries it and everybody sells it really well. They're just beautiful woodcut, painted woodcuts of nature scenes and really lovely quotes inside. Mm. Or there's blank ones. We have them for every occasion. And so I just think that mug will be very popular.
Great.
Very popular.
Well, now that you've said that, please pledge. It's at $12.50 a month, and you can have that cup. And the number to call is 888-202-2552. Thanks, Daniel. Let's go next to Jackie is calling from Hillsboro. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. I'm sorry. I just turned the radio on a little bit ago, so I didn't get to catch the whole show, and I really wish I would have. I'm a little bit obsessed with books, to say the least, and pushing literacy in general to all ages. A book I just personally got done reading is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
Great book.
And it's great. It's a great combination of personal stories and science, enough of a balance that you don't really realize you're reading about science. And it's fascinating and a great, great read. And some children's books that I've recently read to my boys are by the author David Wisner, and he is a great author and illustrator, and he has a wordless book called Flotsam, which is beautiful, absolutely beautiful, about finding a camera that washed up on a beach and the pictures that he develops and sees inside of it. And then the other one that my son just brought home was called Art and Max by him as well, and just a great book. That one has words, but again, the illustrations are phenomenal. So he's one of my new favorites. I have a lot of old favorites like Patricia Polacco and Jan Brett and all those too, but just throwing those out there as well.
We're honored to have David Wiesner for his last book. And he is just, if you can ever see him, if he comes back to Wisconsin, you should definitely. He's super charming. He's so great with kids. He's won numerous awards. He does love wordless picture books, which are very hot. We've talked about those before. Mm-hmm. This is a really great transition because I can't say anything more. She's right. He's wonderful. But it's also next week after Independent Bookstore Day is National Children's Book Week.
And
every year we try to do something, and this year we're doing actually three events, and they're all for different age ranges, and we're working with the Society of Children's SCBWI, Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, Wisconsin chapter.
Oh.
And so we have actually two panels with three middle grade authors, which is doesn't mean middle school. It means ages about 7 to 13, 8 to 12, May 7th at 6:30. And those authors are Julie Mata, who is from, I think Oshkosh, but I might have got that wrong. Sorry, Julie. As well as two area writers published by Crispin, which is a local publisher. And that's Sandy Braille and Emily DeMuth. And they both have written historical novels.
Oh.
Hattie's War and Odin's Promise. And so that's on. And I love panels because obviously, when you have a panel, you're not exactly targeting 8 to 12-year-olds. We have done that. We just had a guy named Soman Chinani, wonderful book, School for Good and Evil, tons of kids in the audience. It was so much fun. But sometimes when kids respond to things they've read already, and we were thinking they probably haven't read these books yet, so we're thinking that it'll be really great for budding writers, for teachers, for educators, as well as kids. It'll be kid-friendly, but they can talk about their writing process and getting published and all kinds of things like that. And then we're doing something similar on the 9th with three other Wisconsin or former Wisconsin writers, a picture book panel on the 9th at 2, and that's Jamie Swenson, Kashmira Shaith, and Janet Halfman. Janet Halfman writes nonfiction books. She lives in South Milwaukee, and Kashmira is her new book's called Sona and the Wedding Game, so an interesting, diverse story.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Swenson, she's written a few books now and has proven to be very popular. Mm. So we've already done a story time with her.
Yeah.
And then we're doing a young adult launch with Sylvia Acevedo on Friday night. So it's sort of, and that's more of an older teen book. So we're sort of covering all the bases. But we do a lot of, you've seen in the calendar, we do a lot of kids events because we do most of the time. These do not, but most of the time they tie into our Authors in Schools program. We bring probably to Racine, probably 25 to 50 miles in any direction. There's other stores in Wisconsin that do that as well. We just brought this author, Jeff Rodke, to two schools in Cudahy, and these kids had never met an author. Many of them had never had a book, had their own book before. And it's just like we had sort of twisted the arm of the librarian to bring in, it's called the Tapper Twins. They're pranking, they're practical joking, pranking siblings. And they were just like, they just couldn't believe how wonderful it was. I mean, it's just like connecting these authors with these kids and hearing about how they were young and learning to write and learning about the story. And it just changes. It just changes this kid. And it's probably one of the nicest things we do. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And it's a little older now, only a couple of years, but the Secret Life of the Henrietta Lacks book is...
Where's her newest book?
No, we're not going to have a new one?
No, I'm protesting. Write faster.
It was a wonderful book.
It really was a wonderful book. And I'm blanking. I didn't expect to get, because we had an author who Rebecca Skloot had recommended over the spring. Like, she was a big fan and had been talking it up. And I'll try to get it on my blog afterwards. I'll remember
all
later.
Right.
I have to go through my calendar.
Okay. Let's go next to Liz in Ashland. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to call and recommend a science fiction novel called Rusalka. It's by a Russian author whose last name, I think, is pronounced Sherry, but it's spelled C-H-E-R-R-Y-H. And I'm recommending the book because I don't normally read science fiction novels, but this one just happened to catch my eye, and I'm actually really enjoying it.
Right. Oh, I've heard our science fiction, Jason, who's our science fiction person, is a, you know, has recommended her as CJ. Oh, and I never, these initials are so tricky because you just, I was like, man, woman, I've never met the person. I don't know. I just learned that China Meville, which is a very popular science fiction writer, is like definitively saw a picture, male. We're very excited. We're hosting. We somehow begged Neal Stephenson to come, so he's coming to Milwaukee and on June 5th. We have a ticket event with him. So we love science fiction authors. It's hard to get them to tour, but yeah. Jason runs our science fiction book club. They are the most enthusiastic group of people that I probably
have ever met.
Yeah, maybe ever. Maybe ever.
Not
wonderful.
More enthusiastic than you, Daniel. Mm. Save it. We're going to go out with a joke, so find the best joke in the book because we have a spring membership drive and we promised a joke from Daniel as we continue here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So your gift right now of any amount makes a huge difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are relying on about 20 more pledges still in the next 10 minutes. So please make your gift of support at WPR for all the programs that you enjoy and rely on every day. Your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552 does make the difference.
And we know you love Daniel Golden as a guest. Some of you said on Facebook he's one of my favorite guests. He knows so much about books and is an example of what we do all the time, that we examine literature and ideas, important ideas, informative ideas, quirky ideas. So they're important conversations.
Yeah, and Wisconsin ideas and Wisconsin authors.
Absolutely.
It's really a wonderful time. This is a great show and a good example of what we do here. So now take just a few minutes of this hour and to make this hour and many more possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we must tell you that we have the, oh my gosh, these
magnets
stick.
Yeah, it's stuck to the metal here.
Oh
in
my
the,
gosh, I haven't picked this up. Well, this is a great magnet. I had no idea. Sticks right to the metal. It's substantial. It says, I love PR, and it looks like a radio wave's coming out. So you get one of these when you donate $60, that's $5 a month. You get a little one, and you get a big magnet.
Big giant
too,
one.
Right?
That's a
oh, these are amazing. I'm glad I picked that
big
up.
Big buttons we used to wear in the
70s. Boing. Yeah.
Very
right.
Smart looking.
Yeah, very, you like it. Very
they're,
smart.
They're a great, it's a gift, you know.
It is.
Your,
I know.
It's a nice gift for you because we appreciate your support, and we want to give you these magnets as a way of thanking you. So $60, small amount. For these really wonderful magnets in appreciation as well.
Absolutely.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is how you can pick one up.
We know that you connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, great conversations, and entertainment. We also have this 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more, and it's critical in supporting that connection for you and others across the state.
Yeah, you can help keep our connection strong to you and also to all WPR listeners with a leadership gift of $100 or more a month. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, on WPR, you get unbiased news, high-quality entertainment, informative talk, and even a joke, da-da-da-da-da, from Daniel Golden. Daniel.
Why? This is more of a riddle.
Okay.
Why? Okay, and it's old-fashioned. Why did the ants, the insect, dance on the jam jar?
Oh. I don't know, Daniel.
Because the lid said twist to open.
Oh, it doesn't take much. That's great. Thank you. That was one of the better ones. Well, where else do you get those kinds of jokes? Here, right? You know, substantial conversations and jokes. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, thank you for spending time with us today. And whether you found us by scanning the dial or a friend recommended it to you, you're still tuned in because you like what you hear. And because you like what you hear, you can help pay for the program as well. Choose an amount that works for you. $5 a month is a really great starting point. WPR.org. You can pledge online or call us 888-202-2552.
Say you hear three things a day you're really glad you heard. If you paid a dime for each one of those like this, this would work out to $10 a month. So make that contribution at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We'd love as many pledges as we can get in the next, 90 seconds?
We sure would. Yeah. Well, it'll be on it.
Give your gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, KP Whaley, who's the great producer of this show. Daniel Golden, thank you for all you do to keep books alive, and thanks for the jokes. And don't forget, this Saturday is
Independent Bookstore Day.
May 2nd.
I'm
Yay!
Sorry.
Independent Bookstore Day. Go to Daniel's store.
Or any of those great stores.
Any of the great stores, and read some books and talk about books, and it's all good. And thanks to Scotty Myers for on-air production here at studios in Milwaukee. Okay, I'm going to hear some more jokes now. Thank you for listening. News is coming up.